Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Men are motivated by three primary things. Mm-hmm. Food, flattery, and sex.
Yep.
Not necessarily in that order, by the way. One person in this room, maybe for the first time in her life, is realizing the extreme lengths most guys will go to do.
Yeah. This is the most extreme I think I've ever seen.
Wow. You think so?
Yeah, by far.
Well, because look, if the woman is willing to give them whatever they're looking for,
mm-hmm.
or all of those things,
yeah.
there may be nothing that guy won't do. Because Kimmy is confused by what this man has been doing, whatever, for a friend of yours that it seems you didn't think was even capable of something like this.
That she wasn't capable?
Is this... Okay, you know, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Right. We're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So, Kimmy,
mm-hmm.
you got a friend.
Yeah.
And that friend, she doesn't have any time for you anymore? Is this what I'm understanding here?
Oh, no, not so much of that.
Okay.
But she does have somebody new in her life.
That's great. Exciting.
And I haven't even met this person yet, but I know a lot about this person and their taste and their style.
So this is a man that she's dating?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So there was, at one point, my friend owns a home.
Okay.
And I went over there and I noticed that her whole downstairs has a fresh coat of paint.
Oh, wow.
And she was...
Sprucing up the joint.
Telling me that she's seeing somebody new, and this guy offered to like paint her living room and kitchen for her, which pretty freaking cool.
Offered?
I guess.
Okay, all right.
And again, like this is so new, I don't even know what this person looks like.
Right.
Like nobody's really even been introduced to this person yet.
Okay.
But as time is going on, she's having more and more stuff done to her home thanks to this new guy in her life that. I was just surprised he would go out of his way to do all these things.
So does this man work in like painting and contracting and stuff like that?
I don't
that?
Know.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay. But
she's got some fresh new landscaping.
Oh.
This guy's doing some backbreaking work, man.
Yeah, because he's looking for some backbreaking
work. Oh, yeah.
Work.
You know, this chick's got to be finer than fine.
So we got...
So we haven't met her.
I mean, it is a friend of Kimmy. Let's pump the brakes here. So we got fresh paint. Uh-huh. We got landscaping.
Yeah.
And she's not paying him to do this.
Not that I
not yet.
Know of.
Okay.
But I'm just, I was just surprised that like this early on, he's basically.
Yeah.
You know,
he's working hard.
Redoing
man.
Her house for her.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I'm surprised Kimmy's surprised.
Mm.
And I'll explain. There are a couple of things at play here.
Yeah.
Like we said earlier, men are motivated by three things. Food, flattery, and sex.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, Kimmy, can we assume that he's at least getting two out of those three
things? That's probably a fair assumption.
Okay. So he likes your friend,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to prove his worth because she's probably telling him what a great job he's doing. They're also probably hooking up, we can assume.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Okay. Why is that surprising to you that he's willing to do this stuff for that in
well,
exchange?
I'm more surprised. I mean, this isn't his house, right?
Sure,
like,
sure,
it's
sure.
not like he also lives there.
Mm-hmm.
So it just seems like a lot I mean, to Tommy's point, it's like some back-breaking work that you're willing to put into something that you don't own.
And you may never live there.
Right.
Like you're investing.
It's so
you're
early all this, on.
You probably don't want to live there. You're doing that stuff maybe because you don't want to live there. I'm not saying it's fine.
All right.
All right. Every single man listening. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Every single man listening, whether they want to admit it or not, Tommy, has done exactly what this guy is doing.
Getting played.
Well, ooh, you think it's played?
Oh, yeah. Not totally played, but she ain't going to get serious till the work's done.
Does he want to get serious?
He may. I mean, he may think, like, okay, you know, this might be the finest chick he ever laid down with.
Again.
I understand, but, you know, again.
You have met my friends. Talk a big game until you're in front of them.
Oh, nice to meet you.
I don't want to get bit. Some of your friends look like biters.
Oh, man. Too far.
You're so weird.
Yikes.
You're not invited.
Look, here's the thing. When it comes to every man has done what this man is doing for Kimmy's friends, maybe it wasn't manual labor like what he's doing, but you've gone out of your way for a woman that you thought you had a shot with,
right,
and you did things you absolutely should not have. And what's funny about this, when it comes to the food, the flattery, and the sex rule, it's not even a definite. Because, Tommy, we'll do this stuff because we believe there's the potential maybe for stuff down the road.
You're getting a little sniff.
You got it. Like, if we think we men have a chance at getting laid, Kimmy, you don't know what men are capable of.
I see your point, but I wouldn't think you'd have to go that far.
Okay. I think the most surprising part of what's happening here, Tommy, and if I'm wrong, tell me, is that Kimmy wasn't aware of what we're discussing.
You won't even change a light bulb in your house.
But I'm married to her.
Yeah,
I
know, but
her.
I'm saying, like, would you have done that for her in the beginning?
Well, you're kidding me, right? If my wife...
All right, I'd be fair.
No, of course, I got her. She got a ring on, I changed her own damn light bulb.
Yeah, that's after the fact.
Yeah. Like, Kimmy, you never used a guy to get something with the promise of something else down the line? Implied promise?
I don't think so, no.
Well, what are you going to do?
What do you mean? I mean, Tommy, didn't you and I just assume that all women had done what Kimmy's friend is doing at some point
in
their life?
Use us. You use us. You try to get stuff out of us.
Right?
And it's not even, I don't even mean that in a mean way. It's just how it works.
Yeah. Like.
Because we're trying hard.
Yeah, but they're. But there are some points, though, and I know Tommy.
Trying hard to get in your britches is one of my favorite Rips Arkansas songs.
Trying hard to get in her britches, fell off that ladder, and I got me some stitches.
Do you
think, though, because I mean, my friend and this guy, they're both like now in like their mid 30s. So,
that's prime time, man.
Well, I was thinking, though, do you think there are some things that he saw that were bothering him that he wanted to
fix? Oh, you think this is a neurotic thing?
I think it could be a combo of both, only because
that
of
much?
The extent. I mean, think though, like, you go above and beyond at your wife's house with the stuff you've done, and it's not because she asked you to do it. It bothers you if it's not done a certain way.
But again, it's different.
Yeah, I mean, now that I'm there, yes.
Yeah.
But I did do stuff around her house before we were first dating.
And we all know why.
Yes.
It wasn't because he's neurotic.
No, I was trying to be good guy.
No, he is neurotic. Be that good guy, bro.
Well, she didn't know nothing yet.
Oh, she didn't have a radio? I mean, Kimmy, I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But, I mean, look, he's doing this because he's neurotic. He's doing this because he wants to get
right. And she's doing the she's doing the right thing. She's working the goods to get stuff out of him.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. As we're having this discussion about Kimmy's friend, she's got a new guy in her life. So new, you said that nobody in your friend group has met him.
It's pretty fresh.
Yet this woman who owns a home, speaking of fresh, has a fresh coat of paint that he put inside the house. Said that he's doing her landscaping
That's just what I see, okay. So I don't know what else has been done around the house.
And as we said in the beginning of this break, men are motivated primarily by three things: food, flattery, and sex. And if we think that any of those things could be coming our way, you do not know what men are capable of doing. Let me ask you a question, Tommy.
Yeah.
Do you judge a woman who uses a guy like this?
No.
You don't?
No, I mean, it's standard practice.
Kimmy, if your friend was using this guy for what she's getting...
Like, if she didn't like him, but hey, he's doing stuff around the house.
Do you judge her for that?
Maybe a little bit.
Oh, you've all done it. All he is...
Kimmy says she's never done it, but I believe her.
But again, like...
You don't believe her? You don't believe her? You were saying, I'm sorry.
I forgot what the question even was.
Judging a woman for dragging a guy along to get stuff out of him.
He's a grown man. You know, he can make his own decisions.
See? They don't. She's right.
I mean, he could be, I don't even know. He could be older. He could be in his 40s for all I know.
Ooh, terrible. Man in his 40s.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you haven't learned your lesson by now.
If you haven't learned your lesson, men never learn their lesson on stuff like this.
Never.
Because all you ladies have to do is take off your sunglasses, bat your eyes a little bit, and we're back in again.
You know she's got the outfit when he comes over.
What are you doing?
She's got that outfit wears when he's over. And by the way, enjoy it because she's never wearing it again. Once you, if you settle down with her, you'll never see that outfit again.
Kimmy,
but she's got that I need things done outfit.
Kimmy, does she have the outfit?
I don't know. I'm not around when they're...
She wouldn't know fashion, man.
What did you say?
She don't know no fashion.
She don't know no fashion. She don't know my fashion. She don't know no fashion is my second favorite Ribs Arkansas song.
She don't know no fashion. That's why her house ain't painted, because she's got no passion.
It was his less popular album.
Yeah.
Fugly don't get paint.
That was better.
That's my tour.
Fugly don't get paint tour. I mean, look, here's the thing. You know, you're sitting here and you're starting to go down this road of like, you ladies are taking advantage of guys, blah, blah, blah. Mm. But look, if we're being fair, it does go both ways. There are guys who will tell women how wonderful they are and that they see them having a future together, only to bail when they get bored with sex.
Yeah.
I would argue that's worse than what Kimmy's friend is doing here.
It's a fair fight.
No, because like, look, he's putting in a couple hours of work. This woman is changing her life, thinking she has a future with somebody, only to be left in the lurch.
But we've all done that.
There are guys who will fawn over women just to get over other women that they still want to be with, knowing that this is a short-term thing, a rebound chick, and... We may not use women for stuff that we need, like our laundry or getting a house painted or landscaping or whatever, but we'll break their hearts to get in their pants. A lot of us are guilty of that back in the day, even grown men now.
Even a place to crash.
Okay, you just proved my point.
I did that.
How is that different?
I was going to say.
It's not, but I don't think I'm a bad person for that.
But you think you're starting to go down the bad person road for ladies?
No, I was teasing. I was teasing, but I said, no, I didn't hold it against her.
Okay.
Well, but I don't hold it against me.
It is her living room.
I mean, I've said some stuff just to get by, man.
I mean, you probably know guys who stayed in a relationship just because she was pretty much his mom at one point, right?
Any port in a storm.
I was going to say took care of everything for him.
My sister got played like that 5 times.
I understand.
And she kept signing up for it.
No, but I would argue that's worse. I would argue that's worse because that ruined your sister's life.
But she kept doing it.
Okay.
So I can't really blame the guys.
Because
she was a rube.
You can't really blame the guys because you were doing the same thing to other women like your sister.
I did.
Okay. And setting up your sister with those guys.
Yeah. Horny Corny, who was married. That's a real story. Tommy hooked up his sister.
Never heard it said that before.
With a coworker named Horny Corny, who was married, knowing he was going to cheat on his wife and bang his sister.
He was a drinking buddy of mine.
Holy crap, man. How do you talk about that at the bar? So how was my sister's vagina last night?
I did ask how it went, and he said he had a great time.
Oh, my God.
He had a smile from ear to ear.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got Instagram messages coming in. Paul DMs on Instagram. You can get me at Duffy on WCMF on Instagram. My girlfriend is in L.A. with 2 other girls right now. One of them met someone not too long ago in Colorado. For their first date, he flew out to L.A. to spend time with her for a week, then flew back. This time, he's flying back out from Colorado to rent a car, pick her up, and drive her back to Colorado for the week. Then I assume he's going to pay for a ticket back. I thought me heading to L.A. for a week-long vacation was a bit with my girl, but holy moly.
Yeah, that's the expense.
That's got to be the hottest woman that's ever existed.
You know it.
Paul, between you and me, I won't read it out loud, is she the hottest woman that ever existed? And also your girlfriend can't hear us, so it's probably fine. You know, this desperate guy information, again, it blows my mind that Kimmy's just like, what, this happened? This doesn't get passed on generationally, woman to woman?
What do you mean?
Like,
it's like a known thing with you people.
I would have thought, like, you know, mothers and grandmothers would give a wink and a nod and like, hey, listen, this is a way to get guys to do things for you. And I'm not saying like prostitution. I'm saying like if they are into you and they think that there is a future with you.
No, because I'm pretty sure your mom wants to raise like a woman that works for things on her own.
Mama ain't raised no worker is my third favorite Ribs Arkansas song. He's dry. Go ahead, Kimmy.
No, because you can't rely on that, right? Like, you can't depend on somebody to come in and do all your crap for you.
No, I mean, I'm not saying, like, you know, file a case to get you off a murder charge.
Think about the way our moms were, like, my dad wasn't doing all that crap around the house for my mom.
He was doing it before they got...
No, he wasn't.
Yeah. I bet you
weren't there.
Call your mom.
Have you seen my dad hang anything on a wall?
Call your mom. I promise you, if we called your mom right now, she would have stories you never heard.
I promise you, all that stuff by herself.
Okay, look,
and I can guarantee it.
And outside of housework or painting walls, there's all kind of other things you would do. Wait for her, pick her up, drive her over here, do this with her because she doesn't want to do it or her car is broken. The stuff we did outside of just manual labor that were time intensive, that you were just waiting to get a sniff.
I promise you.
What?
Did you have to put it that way?
But you know what I'm talking about.
Like what? Like what were some of the things you did?
You said sniff. Don't add the sniff to the sniff.
You had the sniffy noise.
You said sniff.
I have a question. What were some of the things you did?
Oh, so like this one chick I dated, her car was up. I just started dating her. Her alternator went out. Mm-hmm. She didn't have the money right away. So she needed rides for like 2 weeks. I hadn't even gotten anything out of this, and I'm driving her around to like her appointments and hanging out and picking her up after work when I had a job, and I wasn't even getting anything yet, and she's dangling it. And by the way, as soon as that car got fixed, goodbye, never happened.
You want the saddest story of all time?
Now that
we're vulnerable here.
I do.
Okay. I was like 17, 18, 19, somewhere in there, right? Single at the time. There's this chick I'm pining over hard.
Yeah.
I get a call at like 2 a.m. Wakes me up. She's crying. I just can't believe I'm having her. She's having a rough time emotional, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just need someone to talk to. Yeah, no problem, right? So I'll talk. I'm talking to her. I'm like, yeah, no, everything's going to be okay. Yeah, definitely. Mm. You know, it's so nice to have somebody. Yeah. You know, I just got to get out of my apartment for a little while.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Here we go. She goes, will you come pick me up? I'll be right there. So I'm in Gates.
Yeah.
She is like way North Greece.
They always are.
So 25-30 minute drive. I get out there. I pick her up. We're just like driving around talking. Here we go, right? And I'm waiting for like the conversation to move into like, why don't you park over there?
Yeah.
And she, you know, after like 45 minutes of driving around, she's like, oh, it's so nice to have someone to talk to. Would you mind dropping me off here?
Where's here?
Her ex-boyfriend's house.
Oh, nice.
Which is why she was sad. I got up out of a dead sleep to go pick her up, drive her out, listen to her cry about a relationship for like 2-3 hours, only to drop her off so this guy would have sex with her. I am not proud of myself for doing that. But in the back of my head, in the back of my head,
No, weren't you thinking there was going to be a little road HJ showing up?
But there was nothing that seemed, I mean, look, I thought so, but there was nothing that suggested it.
No, but I'm kind of thinking we're kind of going down this road.
So the point I'm getting at, Kimmy, with your dad is, if you were to talk to your mom and ask her what he did, and again, not with the manual labor, whatever, the man your father was, courting your mother is not the
charming
man you know.
No, okay, but you can make that argument for both sides. Like, when you're starting to date somebody, you're going to show them a side of you that does not exist.
Yeah,
you're putting it forth your
squat.
Best self.
Hot chicks don't do squat. They don't have to.
How would you know? You've never dated a hot chick. Except for your wife, currently.
Did you hear
but that took you a long time
text,
to get there.
We'll text her both at the same time.
Oh, hey. Let me go upstairs, too. Hey, upstairs, woman, too, that Kimmy has to work with every day.
You know what I mean, though. Of all the stories
that you've told about
the women you've dated and their nicknames.
Sorry. Oh, she's texting me back right
you
now.
You have no
idea. That
you don't talk to any of your ex-wives.
But you've stepped in it, girl.
I think my favorite sentence.
At least you're wearing the right shoes.
I think my favorite sentence in that whole exchange was, "You don't talk to any of your ex-wives." 252-WCMF 252-9263. Let's take some calls. We've been rambling. Kimmy's now in trouble. Let's talk to Ben. Hey Ben, how are you, buddy?
I'm all right. How are you guys doing?
Good, hey, buddy. Up? Good to hear from you.
Yeah. So it's a being played by a chick. This girl that I was talking to, I remember she told me she always wanted to see Niagara Falls in the winter. So I went, picked her up. We were driving around. We were going to head up to Hamlin Beach. And I'm like, wait a minute. You know, Niagara Falls is out this way. It's in the middle of the winter. I'm like, hey, you want to go to Niagara Falls? She's like, oh, yeah, sure. I'm like, all right, cool, let's go. in the middle of the night, and we drive all the way out there, and it's like 19 degrees out just because she wanted to see Niagara Falls. And then fast forward to like a couple months ago, she decided to stop talking to me and get back with her ex-boyfriend and marry the dude.
And you know where she married him?
Where?
Niagara Falls.
Wow.
Yeah, look, man.
Well, yeah, it sucks because, like, I remember that type of stuff, you know, like what people like and like stuff that would mean a lot to them. And I'll go out of my way to make that happen.
That's which is what weird because, you know, I mean, we know that it would mean a lot to us if you would stop talking, but it never happens.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not in love with you guys, so, you know, that's different.
You call us more than I call my wife, I'm just going to say.
Yeah.
Ben, thanks for the call.
Have a good one, guys.
I want to make fun of Ben, but we've all been there.
Oh, sure.
Not Niagara Falls in the middle of winter, right, in the middle of the night. Now, like, here's the thing. As we talk about, like, you know, women getting things out of guys, yeah, with the promise, potential promise, and implied, maybe not even implied, just the guy thinks something's going to happen. There are ways this can backfire.
Yeah.
One, it can make men think that all women who are polite to them but not open to their advances or playing hard to get. Mm-hmm. And that's not good. And that could be where some of this comes from.
All right.
But the bigger problem is on a personal level. Because if you play hard to get, do this stuff for me, and we'll see what happens, and it turns out you are into him,
mm-hmm,
once that relationship starts, you have to continue to treat him like the greatest man that ever lived. Because there has now been an expectation set by that guy.
But you won't. And that's, you can't.
But here's the thing. That's where the bigger problem's going to show, mm-hmm, up, right? Because he bought into an idea, yeah, of you appreciating everything he's ever done.
A fantasy.
Exactly. And then when it's like, oh, I actually like you, but I was just kind of using you to get, yeah, my house painted and my landscaping done.
Once that sexual rug gets pulled out from underneath you.
Sexual rug?
You know I'm right.
I love how...
Right.
It just blows my mind sometimes, Kim.
I wasn't listening.
It doesn't.
Right.
She's well-traveled. Right, mm-hmm, you've been all over the country.
Oh yeah,
I mean not as much.
West Coast
as,
Kimmy,
yeah, West Coast Kimmy, West Virginia Kimmy, Pittsburgh Kimmy. Mm-hmm. Right, you got friends who have done and seen a lot of things. You ladies talk, and like for her to sit here and be like, I can't believe a man would do this for a woman. Oh my goodness.
Well, she's not.
Like to this extent, it's just a place he's not living.
But she hasn't been with a lot of men either. And I don't mean that as a negative.
Bye. Goodbye.
No, I mean...
Have a good show, everybody. Goodbye.
No.
What does that mean?
Oh, my God.
You're a good girl.
I've dated people.
I understand, but you're a good kid.
Are you arguing that you're...
Know.
What are you arguing, Kimmy? Be careful what you're arguing.
I don't know. I'm done.
Did you say she hasn't been with a lot of men?
I don't think she's been in a lot of relationships where some women, you know...
I'm just going to let you keep talking.
You're a nice person. Except when you talk about my ex-wife.
Don't try and bring it back. You've the line she crossed, not even.
I'm trying to be complimentary.
I don't know.
Let's take a break.
You're good people.
Yep.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
this would be the most awkward of family face-offs. Because you don't even have the ability to like put your arm around your brother after this happens and be like, hey, we're still tight, right? Because you may already have a rivalry with this person just based on the relationship you have.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So tomorrow's Football Friday. Get ready for this Bills-Colts matchup Sunday, 1 o'clock here on CMF. I'll be at the Bill Grace Tap Room in Shiloh.
Okay.
So come hang out, do that whole thing. Mm. But this game will not just be a matchup of two NFL teams. It'll be a family face-off.
So who's the family?
Bills defensive coordinator, Bobby Babich.
Oh, yeah, Babich.
Yep. His brother-in-law is Colts quarterback coach Cam Turner.
Babich takes on Turner.
That's right.
All right.
And they are related because Coach Turner is married to Bobby Babich's sister, Janie. So here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Janie Babich.
Well, she was a Janie Babich, but now she's a Janie Turner, we can assume. It's nothing to see families face off in the NFL. Hell, we had a Super Bowl of two Harbaughs, brothers, right? And it was fun and it was interesting. We've seen father-son connection. We've seen all kinds of stuff like that. This would be the hardest family face-off to deal with.
What do you think?
Okay. Even if you like your in-laws, right, there is still a little bit of a rivalry at base level with those in-laws.
Okay.
Right? You like them, but you kind of got to keep an eye out. Not that you're going to do anything, but like they're not a blood member of your family.
Yeah.
You probably could even hear some of the worst stuff if your sibling is telling you, like, oh, my husband, oh, my wife, blah, 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 right? And then you add the fact that both of these men are competing to work their way up the coaching ladder.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
The eventual goal is to become a head coach at some point. I would assume for Bobby Babich and quarterbacks coach in Indianapolis, Cam Turner. I don't know how you smile, especially when these two will be facing off straight up against each other. Bobby Babich on the defensive side trying to take down the quarterbacks that he is coaching, Cam Turner, in Indianapolis. This seems really uncomfortable.
Yeah, and it's got to be hard for the wives, too, like the sisters.
Yeah.
For the same reason, like talking. Because they're going to talk. They may be at the game. Who knows?
Yeah, I was also but do you think, though, sure, you're going to be competitive with your in-law, your brother-in-law, but wouldn't you be more competitive with an actual sibling?
I agree with you. You would be. But at the end of the day, no matter what happens, if you're competitive with the end of the...
I would think you get out all that awkwardness once you start dating your sister, period.
You think so?
I don't know. Wouldn't that be kind of a... You've already gotten over that part of the relationship.
I'm trying to think, like, if I had to compete against my brother-in-law, and I love my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, really, really good dude, right? But I wouldn't want to lose to him at anything.
And neither would your wife.
Yeah.
She would want her sister's husband to go down in flames so you could win if you're competitive.
I mean, you're laughing, but he's 100% right? You don't want that to be you want a better husband in the family.
So how do you have that conversation, right?
But
coming into the holidays...
Do we know if Bobby Babich is married?
We do not. Can we look and see if Bobby Babich is married?
I mean, he's an older cat, right?
No, he's not. No, he's like younger than me, I think.
Oh, he's that young?
Yeah. What is that? What is that? I don't...
Young Babich?
Young Bobby Babich. Baby Babich. No, because here's the thing. We're coming up on the holidays, and I don't know what the schedule is like for these guys if they end up all getting together, one in Indianapolis, one in Buffalo, whatever. But like... To be a fly on the wall in that room, if they're all having a meal together with their spouses and mom and dad and things like that, to what you're going to say to each other. Because you can't mention that game at all.
No, you can't.
Right? And if the Bills win, they will be 8-2 for the first time since 1992. Did you know that?
No.
So it's massive success they haven't seen in a long
time. Best record.
If the Colts lose, it's a serious dent in any playoff chance. Well, yeah. I mean, not dead, but not alive.
But they ain't looking good.
Alive, right? Like... These two guys are going in opposite directions on the season, and Bobby Babich could put his brother-in-law's team potentially away here.
You could get him unemployed.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Oh, man, I didn't even think about
that's
that.
That's a really good point.
That takes it to another level.
Let's say if you get to his quarterback, and you're the architect of him getting to your quarterback.
Or, I mean, the quarterback just performs poorly because they weren't prepared to play against Bobby Babich's defense.
Making you could get your boy fired.
That would be awkward.
Oh. Is Bobby Babich married?
If this is the right Bobby Babich, it does seem like he is married with a couple kids.
How many Babiches could there be?
I hope not many.
There's not a barrel of Babich.
I wouldn't even know how to spell Babich.
B-A-B-B-I-T-C-H.
No.
Nope. B-A-B-I-C-H.
You're looking at it. You got it wrong.
Well, it's
just the way
voice
we pronounce
theater.
It.
Babich. No, we're saying it the right way. Yeah, it just sounds like it's spelled like bitch on the end, right?
Yes, you know? It does.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Bobby Babbage, Bills defensive coordinator, will be facing off against his brother-in-law, the husband of his sister, Colts quarterback coach Cam Turner, this weekend when the Bills head to Indianapolis. So, like, because we're in the media.
Yeah.
Barely. Mm. We get sent these, like, things from the Bills of, like, interesting little tidbits, right? Yeah. So, like, it's one of the sections that they send, it's called Familiar Faces. For example, Colts defensive end Isaiah Land was born in Buffalo. He's a Buffalo native, right? Bills defensive tackle Eli Nkuh spent a season on the Colts practice squad. Really? Like, all of these things are so much less juicy than
really reaching now.
Right? No, that's what I mean.
One time drove through Indianapolis.
Does the whole family get together to watch this game?
Oh.
Because it would be an opportunity for all the family members to be in the same city for one night.
Yeah,
because
it's not a faraway place. You could drive to Indy for the game, the family.
And I don't know where. Can we find out where Bobby Babbage is from? Where his family is from? Where his sister, Janie Babbage, now Janie Turner, may have grown up?
Yeah, but let's say at least your immediate family is going to go to see that family and all hang out, then you know the game will happen. So, yeah, that could happen.
Would you feel comfortable having a meal with your brother-in-law the night before you're going to face off against each other in an NFL game?
It would be weird.
You think so?
Yeah.
They are from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay, so Tulsa not that far from Indianapolis, right? So everybody could make
the
whole
clan
up, right? And like, okay, but if you are a member of that family, right, and I know like my
Hold on. He was born in Oklahoma, but he went to high school in North Dakota, so maybe they moved.
Man, went from bleak to bleaker.
Why would you do that?
That's an interesting move.
His parents, I bet his parents were in the service or one of them.
No, I'm thinking oil.
Oil? Oh, yeah, Tulsa up to North Dakota. Maybe you're right.
Yeah, that's all oil.
That's oil?
That's all country
oil and armor. Armor oil.
Yeah. If you ain't oil, you're soft.
If you are at that table, though.
You're soft, Turner.
And one of your family members is facing off against his in-law. Mm. You have to say something to, like, stir the pot, right?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Like, you almost want something to happen.
Yeah. You want somebody to, like, shoot their mouth off.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Like, if there's another sibling we don't know about that isn't getting any attention, like, they got to be the one to stir the pot.
Yeah, 100%. If my sister and brother were having massive success, one of my sisters...
I want in on this.
Yes, I now want the attention away from them. Look what I'm doing, everybody. All right, again, tomorrow is a football Friday.
Oh, boy.
Tommy tells it like it is, trying to come off his 1-4 week from last week, right? And can you name a single player for the Indianapolis Colts?
Yeah, Turner. Coach Turner.
He's not a player.
Well, I hear he could play. I hear the guy's in great shape.
So, no. He's actually, I'm looking at him now. He's not in good shape.
Oh, wait. They're getting a new
player. I'm kidding. I don't know.
Wait.
What?
Joe Flacco.
Wow. Oh.
Ah. Ah. He's replacing the other guy.
Who's the other guy?
Pete Maravich. I don't know. Who cares?
He's the big one. He is the one.
Why is he playing?
He's been, there's a reason. He's been in the news every day for the last 2 weeks, and you don't know his name.
He's tanking.
You don't know his name. Oh. Tommy will drool on himself and guess more players tomorrow. Tommy tells it like it is, and we will have those picks recapped by our good buddies from 95.7 The Fan, Mike Danger, and from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy.
All of that and more tomorrow on a Football Friday here in the Break Room on CMF.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.